Welcome and thank you for joining us for This Week in State Tax, also known as TWIST. My name is Harley Duncan and I'm with the state and local team in KPMG's Washington National Tax Office. As we've discussed, we are augmenting our regular Monday morning TWIST publication with the monthly podcast focusing on a significant development that is broadly applicable to the business community. Today, we will be discussing the tax amnesty program being offered by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts from November 1 through December 31, 2024. Our guest is Ryan Tannenbaum, a senior manager in the KPMG Boston office. Ryan is our Massachusetts indirect tax specialist, and she works with clients on indirect tax issues throughout New England. She has about 10 years experience in the state and local tax field. So welcome to TWIST, Ryan. Since the amnesty is kicking off just around the corner, let's plow right ahead. So we know that Massachusetts Department of Revenue will be running this amnesty from November 1 through December 31 of this year. Let's start with who's eligible to participate, who's disqualified from participation, and what's the benefit of participating in the first place? Ryan?
Hey, Harley. First off, I just want to say thank you for having me on the podcast. I look forward to our discussion. In regards to the first part of your question as to who is eligible to participate, the department has put out an FAQ that is available on their website, and they have indicated that taxpayers in the corporate excise, sales and use tax, meals tax, room and occupancy, and various other taxes, roughly there are 49 tax types that are eligible for the amnesty. And these are all available on the mass.gov website. Taxpayers will be eligible to participate in the amnesty program. If they're an eligible taxpayer, they submit an amnesty request on Mass Tax Connect by December 30th. They pay all tax and interest included in the amnesty request, and they file all returns by the 30th of December. And further speaking, the eligible tax liabilities include unfiled tax returns, underreported tax, and other unpaid assessments. Additionally, the department has said that a current audit that will result in assessment of penalties also qualifies for the amnesty request, as well as pending resolution, appellate tax board, and collection cases. Taxpayers are not eligible if they participated in a prior amnesty relief program in 2015 or in 2016. They are not eligible if they are seeking the waiver of penalties related to a tax that was already paid, or if they're seeking a refund of tax or credit of an overpayment that is also not eligible for the amnesty program. And lastly, taxpayers are not eligible if they're under criminal investigation or prosecution, or they're in active bankruptcy. The benefits of the program is truly the waiver of penalties associated with the underreported tax or unfiled returns. And it's really just an easy process as far as an administrative burden goes on the taxpayers. The department has tried to make this easy. It's all filed through the Mass Tax Connect online accounts. And then the department will issue approval or denial letters letting you know if you've been approved or denied. If your request has been denied, the department will let you know what you have to pay in regards to penalties.
All right. So it applies to most taxes and certainly the common ones. Mm-hmm. It then provides penalty relief and it's available for known delinquencies. So if I just didn't get something paid previously, I can avoid penalty on that. Similarly, if I've filed returns and they were not complete and I've discovered I made an error, I can correct that. And if I haven't filed at all, I can participate. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. So what's a taxpayer that has an eligible outstanding liability need to do to participate and take advantage of the penalty relief? As I read through the material, it got a little complicated to me. So let's start with, what does a currently registered taxpayer who has an outstanding delinquency or has discovered a liability that they didn't know they had, what do they need to do to take advantage of the amnesty?
That's a great question, Harley. And honestly, the answer, it depends on the circumstances surrounding the facts and the taxpayer. So the department plans to send amnesty eligibility letters to taxpayers that have an eligible existing liability with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So in these instances, taxpayers will only then need to provide their corporate information. So FEIN number, address, a few identifier pieces of information like that, their letter ID from that amnesty eligibility letter, and then a valid payment method in order to submit the amnesty request. So in this instance, they don't need to actually go through and submit the request. The department's reaching out to them, letting them know that they are eligible. And if they want to participate, they just need to go in and make the payment online with that information. For taxpayers filing a new return to report tax due, the requirements are a little bit different. In these instances, the department has clarified that taxpayers will need to complete the return in order to calculate the amount of tax and interest due. And then once this has been completed, taxpayers are eligible to submit the amnesty request on the Mass Tax Connect portal using the information from that filed return, and then they must e-file or paper file the return to the department. In addition, they have to make a payment for the tax and interest due associated with the return. As previously mentioned, the department will then issue a approval or accepted or denial letter, letting the taxpayer know if their request is valid, and if not, they'll have to make payment for the penalties. And lastly, for taxpayers filing an amended return to report any additional tax due, these taxpayers will need to complete the amended return to calculate the amount of tax and interest due, and then they'll have to log into their Mass Tax Connect account to complete the amnesty request using that information from the amended return. And again, the return must be either e-filed or mailed after the amnesty request has been submitted, and they must make payment of the tax and interest while they wait for the result of their amnesty request.
All right. So this isn't one where you just send in a letter and say, I'm going to need amnesty. I'll need some time to get my information together and put me down in your books and I'll get back to you.
Correct.
Do all the computations and be ready and file the returns and pay.
Yes, all within 60 days.
Quick. So what if I'm one of these taxpayers that has so far avoided being identified by the department and just a basic non-filer that wants to come in from out of the cold and bring all their matters current? What do I need to do then?
Yeah, absolutely. So as long as the non-filer is eligible and has not been previously contacted by the department, that taxpayer is eligible for a 3-year look back for any unpaid taxes. And to further clarify that, these non-filers are required to file the returns and pay all the tax and interest due from the period of January 1st, 2022 through December 30th, 2024. And the amnesty request has to indicate that this request is for a new tax liability, and then enter the tax liability based on the calculated returns. And all tax and interest shown on the amnesty request must be paid in total, and the original returns must be filed by December 30th, 2024. A caveat I would like to clarify is that the department says that the returns have to be filed for the return due through December 30th, 2024. So if a taxpayer is coming forward with a sales and use tax liability, the November period would be the last period that would be filed through the amnesty, because the December return wouldn't be due by the close of this amnesty. So it would be all returns that are due through that December period. Eligibility for non-filers, in order to get that limited look-back period, requires that they were not previously contacted by the department, that they submitted the amnesty request as discussed, and that all the returns are filed and paid for in the full amount of the tax and interest. And then additionally, just wanted to point out that an amnesty request, if a non-filer has outstanding tax due for multiple tax types, the non-filer is eligible to file an amnesty request, but they have to file an amnesty request for each tax type. So not one request for all of the tax that's outstanding. There would have to be multiple amnesty requests for each tax type. That being said, multiple periods can be covered by that one tax type amnesty request. So a little bit of paperwork for the non-filers, but the benefit truly is the ease of process in going ahead and being able to file those returns and get the waiver of penalties. And any tax collected but not remitted disqualifies the taxpayer from getting that limited look-back period.
Oh, good point. So it seems like it's a program that's set up to work. It's got a benefit in terms of the penalty relief, but a person is going to have to be on top of things and able to obtain their records, complete their liability, their returns, get those returns filed, and as well as that application, all in a relatively short period of time. But I've got it. So what happens if I don't participate? And then the Department of Revenue comes knocking and discovers a liability that could have been brought forward that I didn't know about. Or if I participate now, am I precluded from taking advantage of one if the Commonwealth were to offer a second or another amnesty, given that they do these with some regularity, it seems?
Absolutely. That's a great question, Harley. So at this point, the department has clarified that the requests will only be reviewed and approved by the department related to the amnesty program as long as they are received by December 30th, 2024. That includes the filing of the returns, the payment in full of the tax and interest, as well as filing that amnesty request. So if a taxpayer does not participate in the program and the period closes, it's more likely that the department will not grant the penalty abatement through the amnesty program. That being said, taxpayers have an opportunity to put in a penalty abatement request through other channels, working with an agent at the department if they're under audit or anything like that. That is still available, but it's not as easily granted or guaranteed. And then as far as being precluded from a future amnesty program, the department has not issued information at this time about being precluded from a future amnesty program. But taxpayers who received amnesty from the last program 8 years ago cannot participate in this program. So that being said, since the Commonwealth has been offering this type of program for decades, I think the first amnesty program was back in the 80s. The eligibility requirements only preclude taxpayers who received a benefit from the last amnesty program. It's probably safe to say that their chances of being precluded in the next one, there is that risk, but that doesn't mean that they'll be precluded from all future amnesty programs offered by the department.
Well, thank you very much, Ryan. Good luck with helping clients take care of all the work under amnesty during this particular period. We really appreciate that you joined us. We hope to have you on again as matters unfold in New England. To our listeners, thank you. We hope you keep joining us. And to augment Ryan's history lesson, the first state tax amnesty was offered in Massachusetts in 1983 under Governor Dukakis and then Commissioner Ira Jackson. So there's your history lesson today. Thanks for joining us and take care.